Well, we've always been interested in good stories in American history, and this is one heck of a good story.
That's award-winning filmmaker Ken Burns. We spoke in a tent on the Ellipse, just south of the White House, as a Saturday night downpour ruined plans for an outdoor showing of excerpts from his new PBS documentary, The National Parks. America's best idea.
It's not a travelogue or a nature film per se, but really the story of people who save these spectacular places against really long odds. I mean, most of the time we'd rather, you know, dam a river and cut down the trees rather than save them. And it's the story of all the people, and it's an incredibly diverse bottom-up story of that. So we wanted to just tell a good story. I guess secondarily, once it's done, you want people to look at it and then go out and visit the national parks, because we think that the parks represent a kind of parallel track to the larger American narrative, that you can find out where we've been over the last 150 years as a people by studying the national parks. It's the Declaration of Independence applied to the landscape, and so we've charted this arc of 150 years in our series, and we think that people will be blown away by the story that we're telling, and I think we'll want to go and take their children to see these places, because the point we make is that everybody owns the national parks.
Early in 1851, during the frenzy of the California Gold Rush, an armed group of white men was scouring the western slopes of the Sierra Nevada, searching for Indians, intent on driving them from their homeland.
Burns' six-part, 12-hour documentary uses old still photographs, given movement with his now-trademark pan-and-scan technique, woven with period music, narrative, and dramatic readings to tell the 150-year history of the national parks. And as with the topics of his previous films, it's a uniquely American story.
The subtitle of our film is America's Best Idea. I mean, this is it. It's right in our wheelhouse. We invented it. For the first time in history, land was set aside for everybody and for all time, and not for the rich, not for royalty, not for kings, as all land had been, you know, doled out before. This was an amazing experiment, and it could have only come from the people that were struggling to figure out how to live democratically, you know, under the idea of all men are created equal. However narrow and flawed that was at the beginning, all of American history has been expanding that idea, and the national parks fits right in there. So this is, you know, like jazz, like baseball, other films that we've done, like the Civil War, the most important event in American history. This is as American as any film we've ever done.
I had a perfectly glorious time with the president and the mountains. I never before had a more interesting, hearty, and manly companion. I stuffed him pretty well regarding the timber thieves and other spoilers of the forest.
Burns says his new film is the story of Americans whose passion for saving the beautiful and unique natural places in this country led him on an almost 10-year odyssey to chronicle the history of the national parks.
I really enjoyed getting to know John Muir, the Scottish-born wanderer who walked into Yosemite and was transformed. He was able to articulate for the rest of Americans why we should save these parks. He was eccentric. He was like a crazy holy man. And his writings are so beautiful and so relevant today, but I enjoyed getting to know his personality. He would climb up to the top of trees in the middle of storms to feel what a tree felt like. He would slide down mountains. He would climb up to the top of them. He would look at the world upside down. He'd bend over and look between his legs so he could understand the world's upness. He once boiled and drank the pine cones so he could be more tree-wise and sequoical. It was a purple liquid that came out of these large pine cones, and he wanted to be more sequoical. I love that. It's a wonderful story that we tell. But there are literally 60 people, each one of them with funny, fascinating, dramatic, poignant stories that the film is filled with, and set against, I have to remind myself as well as you, the most beautiful places on earth.
Burns' co-producer and writer for the film, Dayton Duncan, says one of the hardest parts of making this six-part, 12-hour chronicle was trying to decide what to leave in and what to leave out.
150 years of history, stories that range from the dry tortugas off the southern coast of Florida to the gates of the Arctic in Alaska, from Acadia in Maine to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park out in the South Pacific and lots of places in between.
And Burns says it's all about preserving the national parks as a legacy.
Always be able to have, always be able to share with our children, and hopefully our children will share with their children, and so perpetuate this magnificent American institution.
Filmmaker Ken Burns. At the Ellipse on the National Mall, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.